Standing where the twins had left him with nothing but a guilty weight in the pit of his stomach for company, Harry caught the sound of his own name. Kingsley Shacklebolt's deep voice was audible, even over the surrounding chatter.
"Why, Dumbledore didn't make Potter a prefect," said Kingsley.
"He'll have had his reasons," replied Lupin.
"But it would have shown confidence in him. It's what I'd have done,"
persisted Kingsley.
"Especially with the Daily Prophet having a go at him every few days."
Harry did not look around. He did not want Lupin or Kingsley to know he had heard. He followed Mundungus back toward the table, though not remotely hungry. His pleasure in the party had evaporated as quickly as it had come. He wished he were upstairs in bed. Mad-Eye Moody was sniffing at a chicken leg with what remained of his nose. Evidently he could not detect any trace of poison, because he then tore a strip off it with his teeth.
"The handle's made of Spanish oak with anti-jinx varnish and inbuilt vibration control,"
Ron was saying to Tonks. Mrs. Weasley yawned widely.
"Well, I think I'll sort out that boggart before I turn in. Arthur, I don't want this lot up too late, all right? Night, Harry, dear."
She left the kitchen. Harry set down his plate and wondered whether he could follow her without attracting attention.
"You all right, Potter?"
grunted Moody.
"Yeah, fine," lied Harry.
Moody took a swig from his hip flask, his electric blue eyes staring sideways at Harry.
"Come here, I've got something that might interest you," he said.
From an inner pocket of his robes, Moody pulled a very tattered old wizarding photograph.
"Original Order of the Phoenix," growled Moody. "Found it last night when I was looking for my spare invisibility cloak. Seeing as Podmore hasn't had the manners to return my best one, thought people might like to see it."
Harry took the photograph. A small crowd of people, some waving at him, others lifting their glasses, looked back up at him.
"There's me,"
said Moody unnecessarily, pointing at himself. The Moody in the picture was unmistakable, though his hair was slightly less grey and his nose was intact.
"And there's Dumbledore beside me. Daedalus Diggle on the other side. That's Marlene McKinnon. She was killed 2 weeks after this was taken. They got her whole family. That's Frank and Alice Longbottom."
Harry's stomach, already uncomfortable, clenched as he looked at Alice Longbottom. He knew her round, friendly face very well, even though he had never met her, because she was the image of her son, Neville.
"Poor devils," growled Moody. "Better dead than what happened to them. And that's Emmeline Vance. You've met her. And that there's Lupin, obviously. Benji Fenwick. He copped it too. We only ever found bits of him. Shift aside there,"
he added, poking the picture, and the little photographic people edged sideways so that those who were partially obscured could move to the front.
"That's Edgar Bones, brother of Amelia Bones. They got him and his family too. He was a great wizard. Sturgis Podmore. Blimey, he looks young. Caradoc Dearborn vanished 6 months after this. We never found his body. Hagrid, of course, looks exactly the same as ever. Elpheus Doge, you've met him. I'd forgotten he used to wear that stupid hat. Gideon Pruitt. It took 5 Death Eaters to kill him and his brother Fabian. They fought like heroes. Budge along, budge along."
The little people in the photograph jostled among themselves, and those hidden right at the back appeared in the forefront of the picture.
"That's Dumbledore's brother, Aberforth. The only time I ever met him. Strange bloke. That's Dorcas Meadows. Voldemort killed her personally. Sirius, when he still had short hair. And, there you go, thought that would interest you."